Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. I know what you're thinking Stoicism sounds about as fun as a root canal, right? All serious faces, intense lectures on logic and virtue. But trust me, the stuff is way more applicable and relatable than you think, especially when it comes to relationships. And that brings us to today's topic, embracing vulnerability and openness in relationships. Ever feel like relationships are a minefield of unspoken expectations and hidden insecurities? Like we're all tiptoeing around, afraid to let the real show. Well, guess what? Stoicism actually has some killer advice on how to navigate that mess. Here's the deal. True strength doesn't come from being impenetrable. It comes from acknowledging our flaws, embracing our imperfections, and having the courage to be truly seen by another person. That takes vulnerability, and that's something we often shy away from. But here's the thing, true connection, deep intimacy, even joy, that all stems from this willingness to open ourselves up. So, what does Stoicism have to say about it? Let's break down a few key takeaways. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Stoics believe in accepting things as they are, not wishing for them to be different. This means accepting our own imperfections, insecurities, and even those quirks that make us uniquely us. Think of it like this: you wouldn't expect someone else to be perfect, so why expect yourself to be? 2. Control your inner world. We can't control external circumstances or other people's actions, but we can control our own thoughts and reactions. When you feel that urge to hide your vulnerability or put on a facade, take a step back and ask yourself, is this serving me? Is this helping me build genuine connection? 3. Communicate with honesty. Stoics value clear, honest communication. It means expressing your needs and feelings openly and respectfully, even when it's tough. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. 4. Practice empathy and understanding. See things from the other person's perspective. Their actions might stem from their own insecurities or fears. By practicing empathy, you create a space where both parties feel safe to be vulnerable. 5. Build trust through consistency. Vulnerability takes time and trust. It's about consistently showing up authentically for someone else, even when it feels uncomfortable. The more you demonstrate your trustworthiness, the easier it becomes to open up. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Imagine two couples at dinner. One couple is all smiles and laughter, seemingly perfect. They only talk about positive things, never revealing any struggles or challenges. The other couple is openly discussing their recent disagreements, navigating their differences with honesty and compassion. You know which couple is likely to have a deeper, more meaningful connection? That's right, the second couple. By embracing vulnerability, they create a space where both partners feel seen, understood, and supported. They're building a relationship based on authenticity and trust, not just surface-level appearances. So here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. Vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to be open and honest with ourselves and others. Embrace your imperfections, communicate authentically, and practice empathy. By doing so, you'll unlock the power of truly meaningful connections and build relationships that stand the test of time. Want to share your thoughts on this? Hit me up on social media. I'm at Dylan Brooks Stoic on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for daily doses of wisdom, courage, and yes, even a little humor. Until next time, keep striving for that authentic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.